Welcome. You are listening to Park Avenue Podcasts, and this is Rabbi Elliot Cosgrove. While it's always better to hear it live, this is a place to be to catch the music, sermons, and select programs of Park Avenue Synagogue. If you like what you are hearing or want to learn more about the community, please check out our website at www.pasyn.org. Enjoy our latest installment.
Hello, welcome to Park Avenue Synagogue Parsha Podcast. I'm Rabbi Ethan Witkowski. Every year as we come up on final season, I am grateful that I don't have to take any finals, but I also think of some of the more memorable experiences that I had. And one was a lesson that was driven home in a somewhat unorthodox way by a teacher my freshman year of college in American political theory. As we were approaching finals, he was giving one of the last lectures. He stopped in the middle of the lecture and he said, "If anyone can answer this question, I will give you an automatic A in the class. You don't have to take the final." When people are talking about money, they're really talking about. And we were all silent and a little bit shocked that he would offer such an amazing prize, till one brave person raised their hand and said, "Values. Professor, when people are talking about money, they're really talking about values." And the professor said, "Done. A, you can leave." This person stayed in the class, but she was given an A because of her answer to this question. And it was a lesson we all learned. Now, the Torah that we're going to read this weekend in Parsha Bahar B'chukotai does a somewhat similar thing. It offers, seemingly out of the blue, a reward that is beyond belief. If you do certain things, you shall dwell in the land in security. Now, this line, "you shall dwell in the land in peace and security," appears only five times in the entire Torah, three of which are in this parsha. And the prize seems incredible, and we don't know what the reason for it is. So the rabbis, in investigating this, seem to note that there's a pattern. This idea that you shall dwell in the land in security usually comes after injunctions about economic wrongdoing. In Devarim, in Deuteronomy, it comes after prohibiting people from having false weights and measures in their business. And in our parsha, it comes with this statement of lo tonu ish et amito. You shall not wrong one another, but fear your God, for I am your God. Observe my laws faithfully, keep my rules, that you may live upon the land in security. And the rabbis in the Talmud try to get to the bottom of what this wronging is. And they come to the conclusion that it is a couple of different kinds of wronging. It could be a verbal wronging of insult, or an economic wronging, or some combination of the two. This idea of "do not wrong one another" is where we get the law that a person is not allowed to falsely inflate or deflate the price of their goods, or allowed to intentionally waste a store owner's time by bargaining with them if you have no intention of buying something, right? If you're only in the store to look at the things so you can go buy it online, you're not supposed to, according to Jewish law, take up the salesperson's time. And if you're a store owner, you're not supposed to intentionally change your prices too much. It reminds me of the old joke. Schwartz walks into a bagel shop and says, "Excuse me, how much are bagels?" And the store owner says, "Well, it's $12 a dozen." And Schwartz says, "That's robbery. You know, Cohen across the street is selling bagels for $6 a dozen." Our store owner says, "Okay, news. So go buy bagels from Cohen." Schwartz says, "I would, but he's all out of bagels." Our guy says, "Feh, when I'm out of bagels, you should see what my prices are." The idea here is that not wronging one another, as read by the rabbis, means do not intentionally, financially wrong one another or insult one another. So what does this have to do with dwelling in the land in security? Now, Rashi, the commentary we saw a couple weeks ago, says it's part of the biblical theology that our sins are tied to the land. Like Noah and the flood, or the Israelites when they're expelled from the land of Israel, there's this idea in the Torah that sin affects the actual ground that you're standing on. and that if we are too sinful, the land will spit us out. So Rashi says, the idea that you will dwell in the land in peace and security is God reminding us of the fact that our sins are directly tied into the land, and if we are too sinful with one another, then the land will expel us. Now, there's an environmental read to Rashi's comments, to be sure, but we're going to talk about that another day. Now, another commentary, Chizkuni, says it's not that the earth will spit us out, but that our security, our safety, wherever we are, is tied into our following God's ways. And so the protection that we receive is incumbent on our behavior. If we are following God's laws faithfully, God will protect us and we will be secure. Now, again, I'm not sure if that's a theology that we subscribe to, but it's an interesting read of what the reward of security in the land has to do with the crime of fiscal wrongdoing to one another. I used to think when I read this that it was about economic integrity and cohesion. And the idea that a sound economic system is required for a sound governing body or for a sound culture in society, we have to work together. But in light of what's going on in the world today, it actually seems to me that there's something more fundamental that the Torah is warning us about. That when it says, do not wrong one another, unless you do, you will not live safely and securely in my land. I think what it's saying is that fundamentally, in order to settle the land and live together, we have to operate as a cohesive unit. We cannot wrong one another intentionally and expect for our society to continue to exist. And this is something that's brought home for us as we think today about what it means to try to reopen an economy, what it means to go out or not go out or choose to stay in or isolate, or when we're out, are we wearing masks? Are we not wearing masks? All of this goes into building a cohesive society. And the idea of I'm going to get mine, or me first, or the mercenary approach to interpersonal relations, the Torah is warning us against here and saying that if you do that, if you live in a world where you could intentionally wrong one another, you will not long inhabit that. And there's a fundamental idea that we have to work together, which is also brought home by the rest of the Parsha, which talks about the Shemitah, the sabbatical year, or the Jubilee year, which is this vision of almost a perfect harmony with the land. And that perfect harmony comes with a suspension of trade, with a release of slaves and a renewing of land to its proper owners. And so built into this vision for what the world will be in our Parsha is the idea that for all of us to inhabit this land safely and securely, we all have to be together. We cannot intentionally do something that we know could cause harm to another person, because if we do, then they will. And if they will, then we will again. And it starts a cycle which ends with us not living in our land in peace and security, but in chaos. And one of the things that I find hopeful about the vision that's put forward in our Parsha is the just faith in humanity, which shows that we will eventually get there. The sabbatical year comes every 7 years, no matter what. The Torah and God are just trusting that at least once every 7 years, humanity is going to get it together to live in peace and security in their land. And so as we approach this Parsha, and as we approach, by the way, in a year, the sabbatical year itself, I hope and we pray that we find it in ourselves to work together, to not wrong one another, and to live in a way that will ensure that we live peacefully and sustainably together on this land. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Park Avenue Synagogue Parsha Podcast.
Thank you for listening to Park Avenue Podcasts, a place to be to catch the music, sermons, and select programs of Park Avenue Synagogue. If you like what you are hearing or want to learn more about the community, please check out our website at www.pasyn.org. See you in shul. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.